Okay. Sometimes the farmers will plant or sow a crop like alfalfa or something and cut it, and then the stuff will grow up again, and then they get two times out of it. What do they call that second? They call it the second.
Second crop.
And they used to put wheat into units called does a bundle sound familiar? Put wheat into a bundle or a sheaf or a shock or.
Shock.
Okay.
The sheaf to put in the shock.
Sheaf, the smaller unit they put in the shock.
The sheaf are the small bundles, and then they put them in a shock and stack them, don't they? Isn't that what you call a shock?
Yeah, right. And a good yield for wheat would be 40 good yield they talk about. Well, it's 40, how they measure wheat by the
bushel?
Yeah, so.
The acre?
So it'd be 40 bushel. Okay. That's right. I knew you knew that one. They used to do something to oats also. They'd have to cook for the women, they'd be maybe 20. Then what?
Thresh it.
Right. And the woman then would have to cook for
threshers.
And when they were done, they'd say the oats thresh. The oats thresh.
It's threshed, I would think. I don't know.
Okay. And somebody gives you a ride in the car and you say, stop here,
this is where I get off.
Well, I don't go any farther, farther.
This is the end of the line, or the end of the curve.
It would say as far.
As far as I want to go.
Okay. This is mine, and that's
yours.
This is theirs, and this is belongs to us. It's
ours.
Okay. Funny, but there's a couple things you got to get them. Funny way to do it, but I get it that way usually. This is ours, and that's.
And that is yours.
Or it belongs to them. It's it's there.
It belongs to them.
Another way of saying
it's theirs.
Right, that's what I meant. If somebody comes and visits you, and you want the person to come visit you again, when they leave, you say, when you
come back again.
Right. And any kinds of homemade bread you used to make?
Yeast bread.
Any others? In loaves.
I wonder if anyone knows about self-rising bread.
I'll write it down.
That's southern.
Did you
if your folks are from the south, they should know about it.
Well, could be.
My husband's mother used to make it all the time. So something you have to cultivate your taste for.
Would that be in what shape?
Just a regular loaf.
Would that be a long loaf or
about a foot long, and they even made it in bakeries in some places.